The Buddha Jewel. Buddha is a Sanskrit word which means awareness and understanding. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we vow to return from blind faith and delusion and to rely upon understanding and awareness as a way of life. We are not relying upon the statues or Buddha images, but rather the spirit of understanding and awareness they represent. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we learn to rely upon Amitabha Buddha's lessons on wisdom and compassion. Amitabha stands for infinite light and infinite life. When we follow his teachings, we will attain wisdom, happiness, and longevity. This is taking refuge in the Buddha. The Dharma Jewel. Dharma means right understanding and views. Delusion has obstructed us from seeing the true face of people and the reality behind matters and objects. This has caused us to look at life and the universe in a distorted and deviant way. When delusion is cleared and our minds are pure to an extent, we give rise to wisdom. With wisdom, we are able to see all people and matters completely and clearly. When our hearts are pure, we can see the past, present, and future. Only when we have clearly seen the whole can our viewpoint and understanding be considered right. The Buddha's mind is pure without the slightest pollution, and therefore sees everything clearly and entirely. We can rely upon the sutras, recorded teachings of the Buddha, because they speak entirely of the truths the Buddha has seen. They teach and show us the way to attain purity of mind, to see life and the universe most clearly, and become just like the Buddhas. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the 6 teachings of the Pure Land as guidelines for practice. 1. The Infinite Life Sutra. 2. The Amitabha Sutra. 3. The Visualization Sutra. 4. The Chapter of Universal Worthy Bodhisattvas, Conduct and Vows. 5. The Chapter on the Foremost Attainment of Great Strength Bodhisattva through Buddha Recitation. And 6. Vasubandhu Bodhisattva's Report on the Way to Reaching the Pure Land. This is taking refuge in the Dharma. The Sangha Jewel. Sangha means purity and harmony. Today's world is full of pollution. Pollution of mind, spirit, views, and body. Even the earth and atmosphere are hazardly polluted. The Buddha taught, quote, "The environment changes according to our state of mind," end quote. We should return from all these pollutions and rely upon purity of mind. Purity of mind is the key to saving our earth. There is also great disharmony in our world today among spouses, families, friends, societies, and countries, which has brought us much suffering and many disasters. The Buddha taught us to rely upon the six principles of living in harmony to establish harmonious relationships between ourselves and others. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the choice of wisdom and compassion as our way of treating others and dealing with affairs. Great Strength Bodhisattva represents wisdom. His choice of the Buddha recitation method of practice is wisdom in its highest form. Guanyin Bodhisattva represents compassion. When we help introduce the Pure Land teachings to others, we are practicing the complete compassion of Guanyin Bodhisattva. This is taking refuge in the Sangha. The Three Refuges. To the Buddha are return and rely, returning from delusions and relying upon awareness and understanding. To the Dharma are return and rely, returning from erroneous views and relying upon proper views and understanding. To the Sangha I return and rely, returning from pollutions and disharmony, and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. Teachings of Great Master Ying Guang. Whether one is a layperson or has left the home life, one should respect elders and be in harmony with those surrounding him. One should endure what others cannot and practice what others cannot achieve. One should take others' difficulties unto oneself and help them succeed in their undertakings. While sitting quietly, one should often reflect upon one's own faults. And when chatting with friends, one should not discuss the rights and wrongs of others. In every action one makes, whether dressing or eating, from dawn till dusk and dusk till dawn, one should not cease to recite the Buddha's name. Aside from Buddha recitation, whether reciting quietly or silently, one should not give rise to improper thoughts. If wandering thoughts appear, one should immediately dismiss them. Constantly maintain a humble and repentful heart. Even if one has upheld true cultivation, one should still feel one's practice is shallow and never boast. One should mind one's own business and not the business of others. Only look after the good examples of others instead of bad ones. One should see oneself as mundane and everyone else as bodhisattvas. If one can cultivate according to these teachings, one is sure to reach the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. Homage to Amitabha. The 10 Recitation Method. The 10 Recitation Method is a simple, convenient, an effective way of practicing Buddha recitation.